Diary, December 1886, Switzerland. December 24th to 31st, 1886. Labors in Switzerland. December 24th, 1886. In early morning, we took the cars for Tramelin, Elder Ings and wife and I. Waited 1 hour at Tavon, then we were taken in dummy to Tramelin. We had just 5 seats in the cars and a small stove. We had just had a heavy snowstorm at Basel, but there had been a greater fall of snow as we neared the mountains. We passed slowly along, and the trees looked very beautiful, laden down with pure, fresh snow. Some trees had blown over, one uprooted. I think I never saw anything equal to this for beauty. The tall, evergreen trees, their boughs loaded with snow. It is a picture of added loveliness. We have not seen a sight like this in magnitude for very many years. I was back in my girlhood in my native state, passing through the pine forests and exclaiming with delight at the lovely picture presented. But I had seen nothing to remind me of this scene so thoroughly as this morning. 30 years ago, such scenes were familiar in the state of Maine. We waited at depot some time for conveyance. At length, Brother Roth's son came with sleigh for us, and we had the first sleigh ride we have had for years. It was quite mild. We were welcomed by Brother Roth's family, and all was done for us to make us comfortable. In the evening, Brother Erzenberger spoke to the Germans. Several came in from Chaux-de-Fonds and Lausanne. Friday night, we had a heavy fall of snow. At Tavon, wrote to Professor Braunsberger. December 25th, 1886. Tramelin, Switzerland. There have been meetings this forenoon. Brother Erzenberger spoke in the forenoon. The dedicatory discourse fell upon me. I spoke with much freedom in regard to the Temple of Solomon and the sacredness that should be observed by all in a home dedicated to God. They should remember it as a place where God meets with his people, and no angry feelings toward earth should exist in the hearts of the worshippers, for this would shut away the Spirit of God from them. This was a very solemn meeting. In the evening, some little attention was given to the children of the Sabbath school. They had exercises and were entertained with recitations of scriptures. In the evening, Elder Ings spoke to the people. Wrote several pages to Elder Corliss. December 26, 1886. Tramelin. There were meetings in the morning on business. We saw men collecting around some object some little distance from the house on one of the country roads. We were told it was the body of a man who was frozen to death. He started Saturday evening from Tramelin intoxicated and was unable to proceed through the deep snow because of being intoxicated and lay down and died. He had a mother living. He had been a great grief to that mother, and now there will be mourning for this poor son who died in consequence of strong drink. Sunday afternoon I spoke in a large, commodious hall to about 300 people. Brother John Vuillemier interpreted. The audience was attentive and intelligent, and may the Lord bless the word spoken to their good. Tramelin was the place where the truth first found entrance. This was the first church raised up in Switzerland. Sunday at 6 o'clock we took the cars for Basel. I had been quite sick, but the Lord helped me to speak to the people. Malaria was upon me. At Tavon, the waiting room was so full of tobacco smoke, I dared not enter, and remained in the hall, walking to keep warm. Arrived at Basel about 8 o'clock. So thankful to get home. Basel, Switzerland. I was quite sick for several days, but the Lord mercifully spared me from long sickness. Monday evening spoke to our people upon Christmas and New Year's.